Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us with the U.S. Meat Export Federation is Kevin Jones, and you're from Idaho. Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for coming.
Tell us about your operation in Idaho. You have cattle.
Yeah, so we're my brother and I operate a third generation family farm operation, cattle feeding. So it's been in the family quite a while.
Very good. And also with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, you were recently in Japan, and of course we're looking to get some bilateral trade deals done there.
Yeah, absolutely. Japan, we call it our heartland trip. We took producers from all over the United States. 30 producers went, and of course get that firsthand look at the Japan market is critical, right? And we can talk about it on pencil and paper, you know, with paper and numbers, but when you get over there and see it firsthand, it's a real eye-opener. So we got to do some consumer events, meet with consumers, talk with consumers, talk with bloggers. We did a big grilling deal over there. So the backyard grilling is a popular thing to do here in the United States, but it's a brand new concept over in Japan, and it's really taking off well, and they love to do it, but it's not the same as in the United States. And then, of course, we met with a lot of buyers while we were over there, had a big buyer showcase over there, met with a lot of big purchasers of U.S. product, beef and pork over there, and fun to have them meet us as producers and us meet them likewise. So
they like that personal interaction, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's key.
We've made our way back into the market there because they went to Australia for quite some time, didn't they?
Yeah, so we're looking forward to having just getting some tariff relief. So we hear that that's working its way through the Japanese parliament right now, and that we're online for about a 30% tariff reduction going into the first of 2020. So we're looking forward to that. That'll be critical in regaining some of our lost market share and growing the market also.
Yeah, how much does that affect us when we're competing with other nations for the...
Well, it's created some pretty good headwinds for us this year. So, I mean, cost is still the driver, right? And when you're at a cost disadvantage going into those markets, it does have an impact. So even though our quality is higher and the Japanese buyers seem to prefer U.S. product, it still did create some headwinds. So that'll be reduced greatly by getting some tariff relief there.
USMCA as well, I'm sure, will help.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that passage of USMCA. Understand the votes are there. It just needs to be brought up for a vote. Very critical, especially with our Mexican trading partners. Big market there for both beef and pork. We need to show them that we're a reliable trading partner and then get back into that market and regain our lost market share there.
Absolutely. Anything else we should know at all today or any other markets you're really targeting?
So China's a big one. You know, we're looking forward to hearing what this phase one agreement looks like. Hopefully we'll see that soon. And we're looking forward to what that might include. But if we could get, right now we have a 60% retaliatory tariffs going into China, and it's created a lot of headwinds for us on the pork side.
Eric will be back with much more Inside Ag after this.